Wendy Kahn, the National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. As always, Wendy, what a pleasure to have you on the Overdrive.
Simon, how are you?
No, all good, all good. Kind of weird talking to you, not being able to see you, but nevertheless, we will manage, I'm sure.
Not too long.
Hopefully not too long. I'll second that in a big way. But you're doing some good work in the background. The SAJBD, I don't know, every time I pick up the Jewish Report or whatever it is, I see you're doing good stuff. Over to you. Tell us what you're doing.
You know, there have been so many things that we've been doing. We've been doing support for our community in so many ways, coordinating mental health and relief that's available to the community, all the different providing information on the different government relief and communal relief. And certainly around the medical, we've done a lot of work, podcasts and providing information and guidance. But the one area that I think we are so stressed at being as South Africans is the real suffering that the lockdown has caused. And it's caused suffering within our community, but it's also caused suffering outside of our community. And the Jewish Board of Deputies has a very, very long history of organizing relief efforts when this type of hardship occurs. And it happened in 2008 when there was the xenophobia crisis. It happened when there was the public service strike and the hospitals needed people to come and volunteer. And it happens when there are fires and floods. And this is no different, the situation. We've got people around us in our province and throughout our country who haven't got any food, who literally are going to bed on empty stomachs, who are putting their children to bed on empty stomachs. And over the last weeks, we've been involved with the Angel Network, with many of our Jewish communal organizations and members of our community to find ways that we can try and alleviate the hunger crisis. And we've been working a lot with the CAN initiatives, which have been such an amazing success. And they've been a success because the aid is going straight from the donors to the beneficiaries. And we've taken that one step forward, and with the help of an incredibly generous donor who has specified that this money be utilized for hunger alleviation, we've been able to set up a very big trust, a fund. And that fund we will be using, and we have been using on many different projects around the country. And I think one of the points that I want to make, and what's excited me so much, is that we've really concentrated on finding the forgotten people. You know, there's so many people around us that, you know, the media has been, but there are rural communities where nobody cares. There's nobody to take photographs, there's no media, and there's nobody who cares that these people do not have food. They're refugee communities who cannot access any kind of government support, and we are helping them. And we are helping really across the divide of South Africans. And it's just been the most sobering on one hand to see the suffering, but on the other hand, heartwarming that we as a community can make a difference.
What an incredible initiative, Wendy. Really, I mean, there's very few things one could do to make me feel more proud to be Jewish than what you've just spoken about now. I mean, what an incredible thing. 9 million rand to help those who are going to sleep at night hungry. If one wanted to get involved, because I think there is this incredible reservoir of goodwill, but people don't know how, what, where and how. How can one help?
Well, there are two ways. The one way is to start a CAN. It might be in your shul, it might be your school, it might be your book club, it might be your road group, it might be a WhatsApp group, your bridge club. And you know, just to give you an example, my book club has adopted a children's home in Midrand, and we are providing on a monthly basis food and cleaning resources for, and it's really not something that's out of our capacity to assist with. So that's the one way, and I'm more than happy if community members want to approach me to help them set up those cans. The second way is to make a donation, and the donation can be made to the Board of Deputies. fees, or it can be made to the Angel Network directly. We're working there, our partners in this project. So that's a second way. So those are the two ways. I just do want to end off with a short story, if that's okay, Sam, and just to
no,
give you
pleasure.
A chance.
No, pleasure. Cover it, yes.
So we've been approached by a community in Limpopo province. And just to let you know, we are now operating in 7 out of the 9 provinces and some of the poorest provinces. We're working with a woman called Marilyn Basson, who has a product called EPAP that goes to rural communities. So it's phenomenal. So we were approached by this community in Limpopo, and I want to tell you the name of the community because for me it says everything about this campaign. The area is called Nobody. It's called Nobody in Limpopo. And that's what it's about, because nobody cares about the nobodies, but we care. The Jewish community cares. We are finding those people all around the country, rural communities in KZN and in Mpumalanga, in Eastern Cape, in Limpopo, and we're providing assistance. But we are looking for the communities like nobody.
Wow, Wendy Kahn, continue doing the Avodat Kodesh that you're doing, because truly, wow, I don't know what to say. At least somebody is. Thank you so much from all of us to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. All the best. Thanks, Simon.
Wow, Izawi, talk about incredible work. Really and truly, and I mean that, I'm not just saying that for Wendy, it makes me just so incredibly proud to be Jewish that we have members of a community who will donate that kind of money to help alleviate poverty, at least hunger. 9 million rand, that is no laughing matter.